I want you. I don't know. We haven't had a chance to really chat a lot because of I've been out of town. I know you travel a lot with your company, but I want to introduce everyone to Vanessa Horn. And Vanessa and I guess we met. I guess at least 3 years ago, somewhere around there, 2009, 2010, somewhere there. And Vanessa has been this young lady has been at the top of several network marketing companies. She owns her own business and life coaching company. She is a phenomenal speaker. She lights up the room, but she knows how to build teams and knows what it takes to be super successful. So, Vanessa, every week for the last 3 weeks, I've had a guest speaker, and this program is called SOHO, S-O-H-O, for small office, home office. And this program is a program that these folks opted into and actually committed to spending every single week on this phone. We've been on the phone now just, I think, slightly over 3 months. We still got more time to do because another class to go because another class is coming in, and they stay there. They have live events. We have our next event in Chicago on July 20th where they actually come in and we do training. They have audio access to the audio library, the workbook. So they're really committed to taking their business to the next level. And as I'm looking at everyone whose number I see, everyone is pretty much involved in the home-based business and network marketing. So I sent you over some questions. Did you get a chance to look at them?
I did. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I needed to get that to you or just cover that on the call.
No. We're going to talk about this stuff. I wanted to kind of prepare you a little bit. I know you don't really need it, but I have a lot of respect for you and what you've accomplished. I regard you as a friend, and we've always talked about how we're going to be working together and different places. And, you know, for the last time, the last few calls we've had have been all men. So I thought it'd be a good time to get some women on the line. And no disrespect included, no disrespect meant, but it's time to get some girl power.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So I'd like to introduce you guys before I mute the lines. I'm going to mute the lines and ask you a few questions. And then at the end, I'll open it back up and they can ask questions. I'd like to introduce each and every one of you guys to a dear friend of mine, a champion, a leader, been successful in everything she's ever, that I know of, in the industry of network marketing and home-based business, a phenomenal life and business coach. So first of all, can you guys all say hello to Vanessa Horn?
Hi there.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
A lot of them are on mute because they're very polite, but I'm going to put them all on mute now.
Muted.
And Vanessa, what I'd like to do is start off by just asking to share with the group a little bit of your background, your story, and, you know, how you got involved in the industry and personal development and making a difference in the lives of others. If you could just tell us a little bit about who is Vanessa Horn. Hello? Uh-oh, I muted you out, too. Hold on. I see what's happening here. Okay, Vanessa, you must be on a regular line, not the speaker line, so I'm going to leave the lines open. You guys do me a favor and make sure your lines are muted. Vanessa, can you hear me now?
I dialed 88-STAR. Are you sure?
Yeah, well, I just muted you. I couldn't hear you a second ago.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry about it. We'll leave it open. We got a great group, and they're very professional. They've been doing this for a little while. So if you could, can you share with our team a little bit about your story and who you are?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I have been in this network marketing space since 2005 and have built two businesses, and I'm going to share with you guys the distinctions between the way that I built, because I built both of them to the top of the companies, but the second time around was with a lot more grace and ease and, just such a tremendous difference from the first time around. But I first came into network marketing as a way to try to escape what I had been taught, which was go to school, and I got my MBA, I climbed the corporate ladder, I was a financial analyst for corporate America, and it was really my two young kids that put me on a mission to be an entrepreneur and try to get home. And I built a franchise initially, bought and sold a franchise, and decided that wasn't the route to go, and that's when I went into network marketing. And within 6 months, was able to leave my corporate job and be home full-time and absolutely fell in love with this industry. But it wasn't until a couple of years later, building wholeheartedly so strong And everybody said, just build 2 to 5 years, and then you'll be able to, quote, unquote, go to the beach. That's what I was told. So I put my head down and went after it, built solidly. Within a year's time, we had grown to $1 million in sales we were doing as a group. And it was within 2 years' time, I realized there was no easing up. There really was no, quote, unquote, going to the beach the way that we were structured. And so I got disillusioned after going at it at that rate for another couple of years and noticing things that the company owners are doing, volatility in the industry. And that's at the time that I made a change and, of course, wasn't certain at that time what the next experience was going to be like, but I knew, okay, my first company in a way kind of chose me, but now I'm wiser, I'm smarter, let me go and build it a second way. And I built it a second time at another company, and we became the top 3 producer in that company. And I learned things in that whole experience that I had to do on my own. As a mom of 3 young kids, I have 3 boys and a husband who is a teacher. He's a Bible teacher at a local Christian school, and so I was a breadwinner. It was do or die, in essence, if we were going to live the lifestyle that we wanted. And so there were things that I learned that second time around that made all the world of a difference. And it was really what I learned and what helped me create was success, but without the striving. It helped me create success while also enjoying the time freedom that we talk about in this industry. It helped me create success while doing it smarter, doing it with more grace and ease, and this is key, to protect from the volatility of the industry. There's volatility in companies, there's volatility in the industry, and it wasn't until that second time around that I learned, okay, these are the tips and tricks of what you need to do to be able to protect your business that you've worked so hard. And so that's been my journey, and then I really felt it placed in my heart that to serve this industry at large, to raise up a standard of leaders that are in the field, and I also work with company owners and CEOs, to raise up a new level of which we're doing this industry, a new way in which we're doing it. And I call it profit with honor because it's the manner in which we conduct business. We have such a tremendous platform for making a difference in people's lives. Truly, the business arena is one of the most influential arenas because if you think about it, people spend more time at work. They spend more time concerned about how they're going to provide for their family than likely anything else that they do, even more than the time that they spend with their family. So it's such an important arena of influence. And as many millions of people go into network marketing, just as many are getting spit out on the back end disillusioned. And that's when I really felt a calling in my heart to serve this industry with what I had learned. What I had learned on my own and building on my own and things I had learned that nobody had taught me. And I said, okay, I've got to get out and get this into the hands of people so that they can save themselves painful experiences, precious moments that they may lose with their loved ones or with their children. And I need to share this information with them. So that's what kind of has been my recent focus in the last couple of years, James, and I know it's part of your mission, too, is serving the people that are in this industry and help them be empowered to make a bigger difference with their work.
Absolutely, Vanessa. I couldn't agree more. But I'd like you to I'm going to give you an extra question here. I want you to talk a little bit more about the volatility because a lot of people, and this is the folks in this call are big boys and big girls. I mean, universal soldier training here. A lot of people get in, they get starry-eyed, they have these hopes and dreams and gander, but yet you get into business and you struggle with your recruiting, you struggle with your customer acquisition, you start struggling. And I want you to make it a two-faced question. Can you talk a little bit about the volatility and really what that is and what it looks like and some examples? And also, when a person struggles, how do you get a customer? How do you build a business? How do you enroll people in a business? What's the best way to do it? So many people are getting leadless and using internet marketing. And sure, there's a place for everything, but some of the foundations, you know, I'll just open it up. What's your philosophy on that? But start with the volatilities that exist.
Well, the volatilities are threefold. One, you have the volatility of your team. So there's people who get involved and they think that they've gotten to a certain level of success, and then they turn around and their team's gone. And they're like, oh my gosh, what happened? And so there's certain things you can do to protect against that. Number two, even though this business, you know, we say it's your own business, the truth of the matter is that it's a company. You have a position in a company, and I've gone through great lengths to empower people with how to choose a good company, how to choose a good opportunity. A position you can sell is important. That's more ownership. But the truth of the matter is it's still the company owners that are making decisions that could impact you. That's what happened in my first company. We were almost $1 billion in sales and some very poor choices of what the corporate leadership had done. And in my opinion, leadership's everything. They created a situation where we went from almost $1 billion in sales down to $250 million. And needless to say, all of us who were leaders in that company were seeing the same kind of dip in our own volume, in our own organizations. And so the truth of the matter is it is your position. You're responsible for what you build, but ultimately you're a part of a bigger company. So there's volatility within companies. And then there's the volatility of the industry. I mean, certain segments of the industry are going to be impacted bigger than others. For instance, technology, it's going to have its you know, cycles, its life cycles versus other products. You know, all companies and products that are in the industry have different life cycles. And so there's all those different factors of volatility. So you could put your hard work, your sweat equity into building a tremendous team and literally see it starting to crumble before your eyes. You can see it and say, oh my gosh, they told me to build for 2 to 5 years and then I could quote unquote retire, or I could, you know, live off of the residual income of my business. Well, the truth of the matter is you can't unless you build it smart. And with certain companies, the volatility would be less than others. Mm. And so that's the volatility I'm talking about. And I have some very specific things that I train leaders on. I mean, these things that I train on are advanced. They're advanced strategies for building smart. And I'm happy to address any of that at any point, James, that you want me to dive deeper. But I'll address your second question, which is how do you recruit? How do you attract people? And hands down, wholeheartedly, I believe everything comes out of who you are. Who are you as an individual? Because if you work on who you are as a person, the way that you show up in the world, the way that you conduct business, the way you treat others, the way that you carry yourself, your own personal presence, all of that makes such a difference. And I literally focus so much attention on that. And with all my team members, I focus so much attention on that. And it creates the kind of response that people say, I don't know who you are, but I have got to work with you. It creates an instant know, like, and trust. And so how do you do that? How do you create an instant know, like, and trust and people begging to work with you? And if you put these things into place, literally your biggest problem will be choosing who you spend your time with or who you're going to focus with and selecting who you want to be on your team because you have that many people eager to work with you. It's different. It's different than the going out there and recruiting and trying to get other people to be a part of your team, but instead your people are coming to you. And so how do you create that kind of response in people? Number one, you're fully authentically you. Fully authentically you. Two, you come from a place of service for that other person. It's not about recruiting them into your business. It's not about you. It's not about us getting what we need in our business, but it's truly sitting down with that person and saying, how can I serve them powerfully? And perhaps my opportunity is the vehicle for that. I wholeheartedly believe in what I'm doing. I wholeheartedly believe that it will help anyone who goes after it. But let me just sit down and listen to what they need to see if this is the solution for them. And I'll give you an example. I sat down with a woman who said, Vanessa, I want to work with you. I love to listen. I've got to work with you. And I said, okay, I sat down with her, shared with her the opportunity, and I said, tell me what's going on. And she goes, I want to do this because I have so much on my plate that I am not getting to see my kids as much as I want. And us as a family, we're not spending that time. And I said, hold on. I said, hold on, because she was ready to sign the paperwork. And this is what service means. It means like I'm truly looking out for what's the best for her. And I said, honey, tell me more about that, because I'll tell you, this is not something that is going to clear off your plate. You are actually adding something onto your plate. And so if there's another root issue in your life that we need to address, let's talk about that, because I really want this to be, I want this to work for you. But in order for this to work, then we really need to get to the root issue. And so when we worked together, we saw that she was saying yes to too much, and the way that I could powerfully serve her was to go through each of the things that she was committed to and saying, okay, how is this in alignment with what you want to create? How is this in alignment with your goals? Are you and your husband in agreement about your why? Are you guys in agreement about where you're going? Okay, this is how this could work. And so then it comes from a place, when you create that place of service for others, they trust you. They say, okay, this person is committed to me. And I always tell people, I'm committed to you and your why. That is what I am committed to. And truly it's about, and this is what it looks like. Someone on your team might say, hey, you know, I've found this other company that, or this other opportunity or this or that I'm going to go and pursue. And I literally say, will that help you accomplish your why faster or more easily than what you're doing here? And if they say yes, then I say, then I am wholeheartedly behind you, because you know from day one I've been committed to your why. And so I pray blessings over you. I want you to be successful no matter what you put your hand to. And so when you come from a place of authenticity and you come from a place of service, people get that. And when you have that confidence that you're going to get to the place that you want to in your business, and it's not about you, like I always say, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And so when if it's not a matter of if, then you can be fully committed to them and their world and really serving them, and they get it. They get it that you are committed. And this isn't talking about, you know, you do everything to do the business for them. But it's really getting to, okay, what are you after? Let's see how we can create a plan for your life. And this business is a vehicle for that. Like, is this a vehicle? We're just helping to bring solutions to things that they need, that they have problems with already. Does that help, James?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm glad you went really deep with that. You know, I was talking to a gentleman a little earlier today, and I really, really like this man as a person. I mean, he's so giving, and you know, when we decided we're going to work together, it's because he really believed in me. But when you want things to happen really bad, and you get frustrated sometimes, and then you make decisions that sound good, you know, because one of the things I was sharing, when you look at a company and you're paying money to get in, and you're recruiting people and they're paying money to get in, but there's no real product or service that's being moved as a qualifier on that. A lot of people don't realize that that's not a legal business. And those businesses can hang around for 3 or 4 years before the state's attorney general was hang on to them. But if you don't know, they just don't know, you know. So how does a person make a decision? Let me put it like this. I believe in what gets measured gets done. And I believe that if you're doing something, then you should see some measurable results, if not in your paycheck, but in your posture and your confidence and your language, you know, that you're on your way, that you're moving forward. What is your philosophy? You touched on personal development. I know that's what you're all about. in your coaching and your teaching, but can you go a little bit deeper, I mean, even deeper about personal development and how important it is to overcoming adversities, challenges, but also the patience you have to have in the business. So many people get in and say, well, I need to make $2,000 a month, and they need to do it right away. But they got to understand the work that they have to put forth and the consistency of it. So I know that's a loaded question, but you can dib and dabble, pick and pick out of that, whatever you like.
Yeah, no. I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, back to what I said earlier, that everything flows out of who you are. And there's a couple of really key things that take place within inside of us as individuals in order to create the success that we want, and that is our mindset. Our mindset is one thing, and some people, they already have a wonderful foundation. Maybe they got it from their family. Maybe they got it from their prior career or from their success in the past or their commitment to personal development. So that's one area, but some people come into network marketing or even anything in entrepreneurship, my goodness, it's such a hotbed for your own personal growth because you're seeing a direct correlation in your sales. I mean, this isn't a free ride. Like, some people might go to their job, and whether or not they actually perform that day, they might get their check. It's not like that in network marketing. I mean, it's directly correlated to your activity and your performance is how you're going to get your sales. And so who you are and your mindset is so important. And so I always tell people, you know, everyone's level of growth is going to be different. And some people may take a couple of years to reprogram mindsets that they've had in the past. Some people, it might be they're ready to roll and go with it. And so trusting that whatever part of the journey you're on, if maybe the results aren't coming immediately, I say, okay, what's going on inside of me? Who do I need to be to be different in order for my results to show up? Number two, what skills do I need to acquire to be better at what I'm doing? And if someone comes to me and they're saying, okay, Vanessa, I am not getting the results that I want, and I'll say, okay, one, how many people are you talking to? Because sometimes it's just a function of they're not talking to enough people, but they're getting paralyzed because maybe they've the magical, you know, if you get seven no's in a row, some people just shut down after that. Well, the truth is, well, you shut down within those before you got past the first seven no's. Keep on going and increase your skill level as you go. And as you increase your skill level, so you're talking to enough people, and then you increase your skill level. And literally at first, when I first got started, I would hear people talk, and I would say, oh, my gosh, they make it sound so easy. The way that the words just roll off of their tongue, I love that. But I would type up exactly what I heard them say, and I would say that and say it and say it and say it and say it until stuff started rolling off of my own tongue. And people would say, Vanessa, can we get a doll where we just pull the string and you talk for us? Because I would literally, and it comes from doing it. It comes from being out there in the field and doing it. But when something would work and click with someone, I would say, what is it that I said that piqued your interest? Or what is it that I said that resonated with you? And then I would learn from my own work how to fine-tune my skills. So who you are as a person, your mindset, and fine-tuning your skills, and that process is different for every single person. It's being consistent and persistent in it. And the way that we absorb knowledge and trainings, I used every optimum opportunity. If I was in the car, CDs were playing while I was learning. If I was at the gym and I was on the treadmill, in my ears were audios that I was learning. And I said, if I could get just one golden nugget from this call or one golden nugget from this audio, then I will make my work even more fine-tuned. And so that became my mission, to get a golden nugget from everything that I would listen to, and over time built my portfolio to where it was such a natural expression for me to talk to people. And whether or not you're building online or offline, it is all about connecting with people. It's all about connecting with them. So even if you build a bunch of leads that you get online, you're still going to talk to them and connect with them as people. And so those people skills and those coming that coming from a genuine place of service to others and of being your own authentic self, those are important things. And so don't get discouraged with however long that might be, because as you tip the scale of the mindset and those skill development, then that's when you start seeing the flood of results that come, as all of a sudden that starts clicking for you. But unless you're out there doing it, then the knowledge you're taking in, it doesn't impact your work as impactfully as actually doing the work. Then as you listen to audios, you course correct and you fine-tune your skills.
Yeah, you know what? And I, you know, for me and for the people I've been around, you know, I came to a place of resolve, because I remember, and I'm sharing this with everybody on the phone, I remember when I first got an ACN, I knew my mom was going to say yes. She said no. She's never said no to anything. I've been in everything. She's never said no. And she said no. And my three sisters, they always say yes. They said no. My two best friends said no. Everybody I called said no, and it was very frustrating. And I don't know why I didn't bail right then and there, because I wanted to. But what happened was someone got me to a training that week, and they put me in the front row. And I was trying not to listen. I wasn't really taking it that serious, but I heard it because I got common sense. And what I did is I took the information. I didn't prejudge it. I did exactly what they said to do, word for word, and it worked. And that turned around for me in a big way, and I never had to really look back as far as getting a customer ever again. And all the people that said no, once I became pretty successful and I was doing my race to the top of the company, they all came back. So what would you say to a person when they're having the same experiences with their family members? They belong to the NFL. They got no friends left. Mm-hmm. Well, they feel that way. But they still have to build the business. And I teach people to go out there and talk and meet people and build value-based relationships, just as you mentioned. But what would you, but from your lips, from your words, and from your experiences, what would you tell this group to do, and the best way to overcome that when they run into that those walls? You touched on it a minute ago, but if you can go a little deeper with that.
So they hit the wall of everybody, their friends, their close family saying no, and where do they go from there?
Yeah, they feel like you mentioned it, like sometimes people talk to seven people and it's like everybody told me no. But no, just seven told you no. And, you know, I was telling one gentleman, he said he had a list of 110, but he was so despondent and so heavy after seven people told him no, and he felt like they were patting him on the head. It just sucked his energy. And I said, you give me 110 people, you could give me seven to tell me no, but I'm going to get people out of that list of my business. You know,
right.
So, yeah, so what would you say to somebody? How would you work with them? And what must they do? Because, and you know what? Really, I think it comes about being coachable, truly being coachable. And a lot of people say, well, I'm coachable, but really they're not. So maybe that's a good place for us to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phenomenon. If you literally, there's a lot of times when us as individuals will say, well, everybody thinks this, or everyone is saying this. And literally, statistically, they have shown that if you take everyone, like all the people that make up everyone in your mind, it's literally seven people or less. And that all of a sudden becomes your generalization for everyone. So keep in mind that that seven number is very important, because if you can write down those seven, you can say, okay, those seven people maybe think that, but that's not everyone. I really, really, really believe in writing out a list that I constantly keep names on it. I constantly have a growing list. Like when I first got started, I literally wrote down a sheet that was, okay, who did I know from college? Who did I know from grad school? Who did I know from my town? Who do I know from church? Who do I know from, you know, every different circles of influence? I wrote down all the names. I had 235 names. I had 40 names from work. And I was like, God, I know there's at least two out of these 40. That is a really low number. But I was, like, conservative in my expectations. So I was like, there's got to be at least two out of these 40 that are praying for something that could be a breakthrough in their life. help me not to get through 38 before I find those two. But I knew, like, as long as I kept my list big, it kept me feeling like there's an abundance of people out there. Oh, I didn't think about them. I didn't think about them. It triggers in your mind that there are other people out there. And even if you're growing your list online, like, just consider, okay, who can I add? Who else is being added to my exposure so that I can share this with who else? Who else? And it's literally sharing with them. And your family members, like, put them on the seven list or the quote-unquote everyone that's not ready yet, because there's nothing that turns those people around more than, one, seeing your resolve no matter what, and two, seeing your success. Literally, you being successful. But this is the thing. If you can create, if you realize, you know what, I'm not taking it personal. Anybody's response to me is no reflection of me nor the business that I'm in. It's a reflection of them and where they're at. And how can I love them intensely right where they're at? Because if you can love them right where they're at, then you're not committed to, you're not getting your feelings hurt, or you're not attached to changing them. But you stay strong in your conviction. You stay strong in your vision of where you're going. And literally all the success that I had in both of the companies that I built, it may have been one group of people that got me to one certain level, and I had that success, and I may have posted it on Facebook, or, you know, hey, we're going on this trip that we earned, or this or that. And then another group would get started, or it would introduce me to someone else. Hey, so-and-so told me to call you that you're very successful in this space. And it starts creating these connections to people that you don't even know, that aren't even your close friends yet. As you know, when you do this business together, you get really tight. But you may not know them yet. And so just, it's like that Michael Bublé song. I just haven't met you yet. It might be someone like that. But whatever you do, don't stay secret mission about what you do. Like blast it. Like, I'm not saying blast it and put it in people's face, but be committed to sharing it wherever you go. And I always would, it's that simple formula that says, you know, I am a blank who works with blank, just like you, showing them how to do blank without blank. This is a little formula that I would use wherever I went. And so I would do everything that I could to get to know the other person, so then I could say, well, actually, I'm a business coach who works with, and if I was sitting next to, you know, this is an example. I was at a doctor's office, and this woman's telling me her whole story, and she says, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a business coach. Actually, I work with stay-at-home moms just like you who want to create an additional income stream, but they don't want to sacrifice their family in order to do it. And so I would create that same formula. I'm a blank who works with blank, just like you, to blank without whatever's the pain point. And I would fill that in no matter who I was with. I'm at TJ Maxx. I'm talking to this woman. I ask her about her shirt, where she works. We get talking. She turns it around to me. I always got in their world so I could hear what was going on, where might be a some, and if they say, oh, I worked at Verizon, she said, I work at Verizon, I always would say, oh my gosh, I bet you love what you do. They would say, well, no, actually, I don't, because blah, blah, blah. And then whenever they turned it around to me, then I would say, well, actually, I'm a business coach. We're working in this area. We're expanding a team. I don't know if you'd be interested. There's people like you who've come out of your company who've joined what we're doing here, and I don't know if it piques your interest to take a look at it and see what we've got. Maybe this could be the solution that you've been praying for. That's it. And they would, I mean, I was getting names and numbers without them knowing what I was doing, what company or what. They were just like, okay, I mean, it sounds like you've got something that is of interest to me. These are just a couple cold market examples. But it's get in their world and just know, okay, there's an abundance of people out there. Keep your list growing. And your family, do not depend on them. But whatever you do, do not close your heart to them because they said no, because they weren't enthusiastic about your business, I mean, I'll tell you, the most enthusiasm and celebrating and really people knowing what I do, it does not come from my family. It just doesn't. And when I'm around them, I don't even talk about it anymore. I let them ask me. But it's really just saying, okay, there's an abundance of people out there. I'm looking for the people who are praying for a solution. And I know maybe one out of every five is going to be the one, or maybe one out of whatever. It's just, you know, you continue to share and share and share until now it's not just one in five that you're converting. Maybe you're converting one in three. You've gotten better and your skills have gotten stronger, so now you're increasing your conversion rates. You're increasing your capacity for being able to listen intently, listen to the words people are saying, and be able to present your opportunity in words that match as a solution to what they're looking for. Does that help?
Vanessa Horn, I knew I loved you the moment I saw you. You know what? I'm going to tell the folks on the line, look, guys, I want you, this call is recorded. Out of all the calls that we've had, this is the call I want everyone to listen to over and over and over. There were so many key things and what Vanessa just said right there. And I'm here, and you know, once sometimes when you're going through your list and when you first start, sometimes you're not good at it. And being people who want to feel like we're adequate and that we can do things on our own, we tend to go out there and experiment and we don't get the results we want and we keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then you can go through this list, and even if the list starts dwindling, of course, like Ms. Horn said, you gotta keep expanding that list, keep meeting people, get out there, stay positive, you know, bring your positive energy out there, work on yourself. And if you go to play and think about who else, if you're working on yourself, just think about who else is working on themselves and where would they go? What other people who work on themselves hang out? If there's a bookstore, if there's one of those left in existence, then they would hang out in the personal development section of that. Those are the books that they would read. They would go to different seminars or workshops or classes, or they would listen to certain stations and things of that nature. So try to think about it like that. But, you know, sometimes if you guys just realize that when you look at achieving a goal and you might want to make X amount of $1,000 a month, and I believe the magic spot is always $850 a month. From there, you can soar. Just fight to get that to that point. But when you do that, you got to realize the magic and the power of just two people getting in your list. And you can go through so many people and you're running out of people, and don't get dismayed. Just do the work, because you only need the right ones. And those two people not only can change your life, but the energy and the laws of attraction kicks in because of the energy that they bring that they're the right two. And if you need a third, fourth, and fifth, they'll be attracted to that like energy. So you just got to keep going. And you don't know if it's going to be the first two, the middle two, or the last two, or the two that's yet to come. So I want you to listen to her over and over and over and over and over again. Thank you so much, Vanessa. That is power. I'm going to be listening to you. Tell me about your focus as a coach and a speaker. What are you doing now? And even though these folks have all paid to get in this program, and of course, you know, we like people to take them through one place or another, but I believe you got to get education everywhere. I believe the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Somebody could say the same thing I said, and it might click for them. You never stop learning. I certainly did. So how can people contact you? I certainly endorse you as a speaker, coach, and we're going to be working together. So can you tell them a little bit about your programs? How can somebody contact you if they want to? And you guys don't have to let me know. Just if she's going to give you information, feel free to do that. Get your questions answered, because it's your life and you deserve. If you go to one school and you might, you know, one school might take you through certain courses, but you might have to go to another school to be a specialist. And then you might have to go to another school, you know, to get some other information. So you got to put all the pieces together. And I certainly believe that Vanessa Horn is one of the best people on the planet, not just in her skill set and her experience, but in her character, because I don't know a person out here that I would trust more and to put you guys in their hands more than her. So, Vanessa, can you tell them, I'm sorry, I just had to say that. Can you tell them what's your focus as a coach speaker? What's your philosophies? What results would people get when they work with you, and how can they do that?
Well, thank you for your kind words, James. I don't take those lightly. I really appreciate that. And as far as my coaching goes, I mean, I am committed to helping professionals in network marketing and direct sales to create sustainable businesses. Sustainable. I'm not talking about success that's here today and gone tomorrow. Sustainable success without losing their friends, their marriage, or their soul in the process. That's what I'm committed. It's advanced strategies. It's not stuff that everybody else is teaching. This is really, I'm committed to training on the stuff that will protect people from the volatility of the industry. I'm committed to language in prospecting that is all about honor. It's honoring yourself, who you are as a person. It's honoring the person in front of you so that no matter what, whether they join your business or not, they will say, wow, that is a remarkable person. And that's how you show up. So I train on that. And I train on what systems and processes do you need in place to truly leverage and automate your business. My whole goal, literally, if someone spends time with me and they go through my program, we will look at how many minutes are you spending on the phone now and how can you create same, if not more, income without spending as many minutes on the phone, because what we look at is what is your system that you're using to build your business. And I am a master at return on investment of time, energy, effort, and money. That was my whole thing in corporate, was a financial analyst and efficiency. So when I work with people, I look at, okay, your upline's already training you on a system, or you already have a system for your group. You already have things in place. How can we put all of those things in such a way that they are automated where they need to be, that they are leveraged where they need to be, so that you're doing less of that kind of work and truly spending your time the way that you want. And so I have this Profit with Honor program that I have in place. And so, but this is what I want to offer to your folks here, James, because of the person that you are. And I know your passion for serving this industry. I know your passion for the kinds of breakthrough that you had whenever you were at ACN and helping others to have that same kind of success. And so this is what I would offer to your group here. If someone's like, okay, Vanessa, I know that I'm missing something to creating the success that I want, or I am successful, but I'm not enjoying the time freedom that I truly want. Maybe your marriage or your friendships or your soul is sacrificing for you to have the success that you want. No, it doesn't have to be that way. And I will put time aside to have a breakthrough session with any person on this group, because if they've already invested enough to be in your program, then I know that they're committed to their success. And so if they'll reach out to me, my website is networkingsavvy.com, networkingsavvy, N-E-T-W-O-R-K-I-N-G, networking and savvy, S-A-V-V-Y.com. VanessaHorn@gmail.com is my email. They can reach out to me, and I will walk them through so they can walk away with some real tangible tools of what I talk about in my program. And if they have more interest in joining the program, we do have a group that's going to be starting off here again really soon, and so they can join and be a part of that group. We have a low entry point cost, which is at $497, and if they want more interaction and more one-on-one coaching, then we have some other ways that they can get that kind of support as well. So that's something I'll offer to your group, James, because I just know the caliber of people that you have here.
Well, I do appreciate that. I wanted you to offer any final thoughts that you want to leave before we part. But well, I'll tell you what, let me do this. Let's open it up for some questions. You guys should have plenty. I pray you guys took some notes. So if you have any questions, not just about what she talked about, but maybe it's something going on with your business, because I know who's on the line, and I know for Zach, Alexandria, are you online? If you're online, come off mute for a second. She knows that she has a kid, and she won't come online, and she got too much noise. Alexandria, I see you. Either you or Chris.
Hi, James. Sorry.
Hi, Alexandria.
Hi.
Now, I'm just going to do this because some of you guys, I know we've had personal conversations, and I want you guys to know I love all you guys. Really do. I know who you are as people. I've got a chance to talk to your husband, Chris. I love that man, too. I haven't even met him yet, but now I can see why you're happy and why you got all these kids. But some of the challenges you have is because you got a lot of obligations with your children. Alexandria is an extremely smart young lady. She's very committed to what she's doing. She sees a vision what she's doing. But she's having challenges really getting customers in languaging and posturing. And personality type is more of analytical, so maybe a little analysis paralysis there. And as a lady, what would you tell her, somebody with, how many kids do you have, three or four? Three?
Four.
Four children, young children. What would you say to her as far as giving her maybe a tip or two? Or Alexander, do you have a question?
No, yeah, I just want a tip or two. Yeah, that's correct. You know, just having difficulties getting customers. And so,
well, what's your business? Is it customer-centric? Do you make the money in recruiting?
In both. You make, it's a customer acquisition company, but...
ACN.
Yeah, ACN.
Oh, okay. And so your question is how you're posturing in that or how to do it as a mom with four kids?
Both.
Well, I'll tell you, let's start with the kids part of it. You absolutely must carve out dedicated time to your business. And with young kids, it's almost insanity to try to do it without getting some assistance. And especially here, it's the summertime. And so even if you can hire someone to come to your house for, 2 hours a day or a couple hours during the week, because having some dedicated time, which is when you know you can make your calls. This is what I used to do. I would set aside a couple hours, and I would make like 20 calls in that one setting because I wanted to get the ball rolling with a bunch of people. And so I'm not going to be one who's going to pull the wool over your eyes and say, do it with the kids in the car or this or that. You can. It's insanity. And so having a couple of hours when you know that's your time that you can book appointments, you can make calls, but have that on your calendar. Commit to yourself to do that. And even if it is an investment on your part to get someone to watch your kids or maybe you do a trade-off with someone, get that in place. Invest in that way. It's going to be worth it. It's going to pay off. Now, as far as building the business, I would really look at, number one, if I sat down with you, I would say, how many people are you talking to? How many of those people are at least taking a look? Because if you are talking to plenty of people and they're not taking a look, then it's something around your verbiage. It's something around the way that you're piquing their interest that can be fine-tuned enough. And so here's a little formula that I use for piquing people's interest whenever it's someone I know. I'll call and I'll say, I'm like a get-to-the-point kind of a person. I don't like call someone I haven't talked to in years and dilly-dally on other topics and then say, by the way, I wanted to tell you about my business. I think it's better just to be straightforward and honest with people. So here's a little formula that I would call where I would say, here's an example. Jill, hey, this is Vanessa. How are you? Do you have some time to talk? And I would say, and then your initial, what you pique people's interest should be less 1 to 3 minutes. Like, it should not be a long, drawn-out thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a couple of points I touch on. One is, I want to hear how the kids are and how everything's going, but I'm calling you about something specific. The last time we talked, I knew that you were doing your social work job or whatever it is, but you mentioned that you wanted to be home with your kids. Is this still true for you? The reason why I'm calling you is because I don't know if this is of interest to you or not. Like, I always take them off the hook. And I would say, it piqued my interest because X, Y, and Z. And just be, say whatever it is that really I can save money on things I'm already buying. Or, I was looking for an additional income stream too, and I was blown away by the results of what people are getting here at this company. I don't know if you are looking at this time, but I couldn't help but call you about this. And so you're piquing their interest by bringing it to something specific you know about them. Taking it off the hook by saying, I don't know if this would be of interest to you or not, and then sharing specifically why it piqued your interest. And then the last point is, people want to be led. They don't know what you're asking exactly. Be clear about what you're asking, and that first initial contact is really, you're just asking them to take a peek. And the mistake people make is, you know, take a look at this and see if you want to do it or not. I never would say that. I would say, you know, take a look. This, you know, take a look, and if you like what you hear, then I can get you some more information. It takes it like, okay, all they're agreeing is to take a peek, and if they like what they see, then you're going to get them more information. This isn't cornering them into saying yes to your opportunity. And I always say, at a minimum, you're going to love the product.
Right.
That brought back to the product. So it's product and business hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you
but
know,
that's
just like.
Helpful.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thanks a lot, you know.
You know, it's just like when I was in Texas the other day, and we had several speakers that had been through Power Tune Speaker Camp that were speaking, because and they're really, really good, but speaking from a stage and from a platform is one thing. Selling from the platform is different. It was even different for Les Brown when he first went through it and tried to sell a high-end product from a stage. It really, really bombed, and he's the best there is in the world, but it, and he was frustrated. Man, was he frustrated and mad, wanted to bail, he wanted to quit. He has the same human emotions everybody else does, and he's amongst one of the greatest speakers of all time, but it's another skill set, and he had to learn it, and nobody gets excluded. It's like, no matter how good you are as a speaker, if I want to become a doctor, I got to go through. Michael Jordan was great as a basketball player, but baseball was a different story. Okay? So, and if you stay with something, you do get good with it, but I think the thing of the fact of the matter is that a lot of times, and the speakers especially, they'll let people off the hook and they get afraid to close and to go out with that confidence and to end their sentence with it. So they kind of end it and leave it up in the air. But the bottom line is that people, and if you don't remember anything else, remember this, people always need to be told what they need to do next. You must tell them, because if you don't, they won't do anything. And you can see an employee sitting around and the boss will walk up and say, what are you doing? And they'll say, well, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. You know, so, and then they say, well, how come you didn't do this? The same thing the children do. I don't know. Adults do it too. They do it with their spouses. They do it in their relationships. Why do you do it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just, you have to have the confidence and you really have to build your mindset, read a lot, study, but just keep going and have that why. But I think, it, and Vanessa talked about the result. The resolve is it. When you get to resolve, that means you draw a line in the sand. You're not turning back, and you'll be okay at that point. But if you don't have that resolve, until that resolve comes, you always can waver because you're like standing in between two lines. And I'm not saying this to you, Alexandria. I'm saying because I think you're just about there. But I'm saying it to everybody. When you get to resolve, that means that your whys and your reasons are so big, and your enemy is so huge that what you don't want anymore, what you either for pleasure or pain. You want to avoid the pain so bad that you can't go back, or you want or you're so excited and can really see, touch, and taste what it's going to look like, and you're drawn towards that vision.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's like Vanessa, I had one question about the peaking. You said something about that, like, you know, it's how many people you peak a day. Is that, you know, how many people you get interested in the business? I wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, I always keep a weekly tracking sheet, which on that tracking sheet is the list of all the people you're going to talk to or you have talked to that week. And the peaking the interest is your initial contact with them. Literally, it's what are the first, you know, the 1 to 3 minutes worth of content that you're going to say that is basically the invitation to the next step to take a look. And I don't know what ACN uses exactly. Like, you know, some people have a video or they have a meeting or they have something that's the initial entry point. But no matter what, if you're piquing the interest, is what are you saying initially to get them to agree to just take a look? So that's the piquing interest. I track how many people you talk to in a week. Like if I was working with you, I would look at how many people are you talking to this week? How many did you pique their interest? How many agreed to go to the first step? How many people actually converted to joining as customers or as business partners? And I look at each one of those ratios, and each one of those ratios shows me where do we focus our skill development in.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, someone comes to me with a list of 3 people, Vanessa, you know, this is three people for the week. Then we work on, okay, let's talk to more people. Or they say, okay, I talked to 10. All 10 said no. Okay, then let's look at what you're saying. Because like at least 7 out of 10 should say yes to taking a look.
Yeah, yeah. And the other question is, if you do cold market, is it a good idea to take your baby with you or no? Like I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, I'm just laughing because I did a job fair one time and I strolled my newborn in a stroller when I did it. It was a total disaster. Definitely when you're at kid activities, you know, the ball games, the school events, I've recruited people in all of those places.
Okay.
But if it's a professional setting, then I do not take my child there. Or if I have an option,
right,
then I don't. Because you know how it is. It's so, like, generally the best you can do is pique people's interest because you're certainly not going to have an in-depth conversation with kids around. But piquing their interest, and I mean, I had it literally, you want it to where you're piquing their interest and they're asking you for more information. They're begging. And your main job is listening. Listen, listen, listen. In your mind and in your heart, your success is given. How is this person? Like, you want to be so enthralled with what is, when this person hits their head, their head on the pillow at night, what's going to keep them up? When they wake up in the morning, what is on their mind that's concerning them? And how can I serve them? Sometimes it has nothing to do with our business. Sometimes we need to introduce them to someone else. Like this gal, I literally served her by finding her, by referencing someone I knew who wanted to be a nanny, and she needed a nanny. And that was service to her. Who knows if she'll be in my business or not. But if you commit to serving others and be getting into their world, and you know your success is already a given no matter what, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, and you're going out to serve as your footsteps interact with others,
right,
then you can do that. Like, listen, when you have your baby with you, you may not have a lot of time to talk, but listen, listen, listen. Pique interest and schedule an appointment for when you're going to do the deeper talk stuff.
Right, definitely. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, best wishes to you.
That was awesome. Any other questions, guys? All right, well, that's going to do it. I want to thank you, Vanessa, for spending this time with us. I'm definitely going to be calling you. I'm on another conference call. I'm going to call you in a few minutes, as a matter of fact. But I want to thank all you guys for plugging into the call. Jose will give you the schedule for the next week, because we do have the Ultimate Success Camp on Monday, and we have Rainmaker and Ultimate Success Camp on Sunday night. So we'll send you out the schedule for next week. We got some exciting things taking place as the new group, the freshman Soho folks, will join us in just a few weeks. And I'll set the stage for you guys and your role in that. Don't forget, on July 20th, at the office in Schaumburg, we will be having a live training that will go from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I want to see all you guys there. Make sure you bring your prospect list there, just comfortably, but professional. And we look forward to talking to you guys on the upcoming week. Don't forget to go into your audio file review, your audio library, review this interview, review it. You have Vanessa Horn's information. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being, smart as I don't know what, and they're super successful, but you couldn't work with a better person. So I certainly endorse her, and we'll be doing many things together. So God bless you guys. Ms. Horn, thank you so much again.
All right. Thank you, James. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
All right. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you guys during the course of the week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.